This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 377.5, down 4.25. March corn, 390.5, down 3.75. May corn, 399, down 3.75. January soybeans, 1036.25, up 13.75. March soybeans, 1044, up 13.75. May soybeans, 1050.25, up 13.5. December wheat, 551.75, down 8.75. March wheat, 553.75, down 9. May wheat, 560.75, down 8.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with almost 60% more soybeans crushed in October over September, and soybean exports higher than the previous week. Soybeans posted substantial gains. Corn and wheat prices weakened as exports have declined over the past week. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 3 to 5 cents at 334 to 360, while soybean bids were up 14 to 17 cents at 988 to 1021. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 3 to 4 lower at 343 to 360, while soybean bids were 1 to 11 stronger at 1001 to 1036. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down a penny at 331 to 358. Soybean bids were up 15 to 17 cents at 988 to 1030. And the wheat bids were 9 cents lower at 463 to 498. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 to 14 cents stronger at 1016 to 1046. Basis ended steady to 2 cents lower, range from 20 under to 10 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.22.10 to $4.43.10 per ton. That's up $7.20 per ton, with basis steady ranging from 35 to 56 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 cents lower at 370 to 380, with basis steady ranging from 8 under to 2 over December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 9 cents lower at 353 to 358, with basis steady to 5 cents lower at 25 to 20 under December. Soybeans ended 14 to 21 cents stronger at 1021 to 1035, with basis steady to 7 cents higher, ranging from 15 under to 1 under January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents lower at 382 to 383. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 13 to 21 cents with quotations at 1058 to 1061. Soft red winter wheat down 8 to 9 cents at 522 to 532. And the Milo ended 1 to 4 lower at 422 to 423. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 348 to 366. January soybean bids at 998 to 1033. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 352 to 373. January soybean bids at 1012 to 1036, and in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 356 to 378, January soybean bids at 1015 to 1045, and wheat for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 505 up to 538. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 171, up 80 cents. February live cattle, 172.10, up 82 cents. April live cattle, 169.72, up 47 cents. November feeder cattle, 240.02, up 2 cents. January feeder cattle, 237.47, up $1.35. March feeder cattle, 235.65, up $1.05. December lean hogs, 93, up 32 cents. February lean hogs, 92.62, down 12 cents. April lean hogs, 94.10, up 25 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 17th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 75 cents higher in a range of 77 to 88 cents, with a weighted average carcass price of $86.11. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 62 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 66 to 73, 5 to 6 weights 68 to 76, and 600 pounds and up 70 to 78. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $57 up to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today total 13,182 head. And now for the report from the Real Livestock Auction. They had a special feeder cattle sale and showed receipts of 468 head. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, 5 weights were 242.50 to 251, and 6 weights were 241 to 246, with some fancies bringing 274. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, 5 weights were 261 to 271, 6 weights were 252 to 265. They also had some feeder steers, large ones, 6 weights, brought 243 to 255, and feeder heifers, medium and large ones and twos, 5 weights were 251 to 280, and 6 weights were 249 to 259. Feeder heifers, large ones and twos, 5 weights were 253 to 274, and 6 weights were 227 to 248. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 266 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $95.59, and that was 34 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $254.27, that was $2.11 higher, with select carcasses at $240.03, that was $1.74 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000, that compared to 108,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 427,000, that compared to 423,000 last week and 437,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.57. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.72. November corn delivered to Scottville, $3.57. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.63. November beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.19. December beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.31. November beans delivered to Scottville, $10.19. December beans delivered to Scottville, $10.31. November wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.99. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $3.57. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.19, and wheat at Scottville is $4.99. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois. It's 6:19, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Carlinville Truck Equipment makes industrial rollback equipment loaders, and because of this, they have the equipment and expertise to fix or fabricate just about anything metal around your business or farm. If you need truck or trailer repair, hoist or winch service, custom fabrication, or stock metal, call Carlinville Truck Equipment at 217-854-6706 or log on to ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 217-854-6706.
For today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-20s. We will have west winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the upper teens, and for tomorrow, Wednesday, partly cloudy and warmer, highs in the upper 30s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy Thursday and Friday, with a chance of a shower Friday night and Saturday. Low temperatures in the mid-20s by Saturday, high temperatures in the mid-40s. Right now, light southwest winds, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies on this Tuesday morning, right now 11 degrees. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Hawkeye Steel has 20-foot continuous fence panels in stock. These are 6-bar panels made of 1 and 1/4 round 14-gauge tube. They have several grades of steel panels to choose from and a variety of colors, as well as white commodity grade in stock with a selection of popular trims. Plate, channels, angles, flat stock, tubing, expanded metal are in stock in popular dimensions. Whether you're building a new roof or rebuilding an old one or building a trailer, Hawkeye has what you need. Hawkeye Steel at exit 44 on I-55 or call 866-999-7880.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the CHS Service Center of Louder and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, Auburn, and St. Peter's. Coming up next, we'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
At CHS, the producers are the owners. Your ownership reaches from the seed and fertilizer you use to the ethanol plants, rail loaders, and export houses they run on your behalf. CHS stands with you every step of the way, from production to end user, creating a seamless stream for your production. At CHS, farmer-owned means more than a catchy phrase. It means they stand with you every step of the way. They measure their success by your success. CHS, farmer-owned with global connections. CHS Louder Business Unit. Remember Seavers Equipment Company for the 2014 Case IH Ladies Night Out. They have a large selection of Case IH clothing for men, women, and children, and everything Case IH. Call Jody and Hamill at 618-633-2622 for more information. Ladies Night Out at Seavers Equipment Company in Greenfield, Tuesday the 18th from 5 until 7. Carlinville on the 19th from 5 until 7. In Hamill, November 20th from 5 until 7. And in Auburn on November 25th from 5 until 7. Things in pink are available too.
Hamilton's hay auction will be kicking off their season on December 6th. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for more information.
Yeah, Angela, like you said, we're going to start the 6th. We've made a few changes this year. We'll be accepting hay on Fridays from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. and from Saturdays from 7 a.m. till 10:30. We've gone to a computer system and got to have everything entered before the auction starts, so we're going to cut consignments off at 10:30.
Hamilton highlighted this year's challenges for the hay crop.
Well, there was a lot of tonnage made this year, but it was hard to get it dry. You know, we had a wet spring, and it seems like the first and second cutting was put up in one, and then third cutting was a little light. It was a decent, it was a good crop, but it was hard to get it dry because the ground was so wet. It took forever to get it dry, but overall, I'd say it was average, but a lot of tonnage made, but not a lot of quality this year.
These challenges will lead to a shortage of high-quality hay, but an abundance of hay suitable for cattle.
Well, we've been getting a lot of phone calls. Everybody's got a lot of what we're calling, kind of common cow hay to move. So I'm expecting a pretty good supply of round bales of overripe, overmature hay. There is some good hay out there, but it's, not as plentiful as the rougher type stock cow hay.
Hamilton's hay auction will last throughout the winter months.
It'll be every Saturday starting at 11 o'clock, and we'll run through the middle of April. Just kind of depends on how the supplies are coming in. If they're plentiful, we may go a little bit longer, but right now we're looking at somewhere in the middle of April. It's in the same location it has been for 18 years. It's right off Fosterburg Road and 255. If you come down Fosterburg Road, just watch for the Hamilton Hay Auction sign on Wolf Road and follow the signs back in there.
For any questions on Hamilton's hay auction, you can contact Mike Hamilton at 1-618-410-4293. Again, auctions start December 6th and will carry on until spring. Last week at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention held in Kansas City, Thomas Titus, a hog farmer from Elkhart, Illinois, was selected as one of the United States Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Faces of Farming and Ranching. I caught up with Thomas shortly after his selection was announced.
Yes, I was recently selected as a face of farming and ranching for the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and it's going to be a very forward-facing, consumer-driven a presence that we're going to have, whether it's on social media and the digital space, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, or whatever that might be, and at the same time, talking directly to consumers at different conventions, blogger events, and foodie events about what we do on our farm. I grew up in Douglas County in Arcola with my parents, Philip and Patricia, on a grain and livestock farm, and after spending some time in corporate agriculture, met my wife, Brianne Conradi, and we moved back to her family farm, actually here in Logan County, and where we raise corn and soybeans and also have a 750 sow farrow to finish operation where we'll birth baby pigs all year round. And it's a great place to raise our young family and help really inspire that next generation of advocates. And really, we're something that we're extremely passionate about, telling our story and talking about what we do on our farm on a daily basis.
And what made you want to be an advocate for farming?
My mother, Patricia, has been an extremely strong advocate for not only the pork industry, but ag for a very long time. Growing up, she was very active with the Illinois Pork Producers Association and specific agriculture-related boards, and was going into classrooms really before it was popular, talking about the pork industry and proper ways to cook and cook pork, and talking about all the good things that we do whenever we are raising our pigs, and was really an inspiration. And at the same time, my father-in-law, David Conradi, he is an active board member on the Illinois Pork Producers as well, and both really served as a great inspiration to become more active as I was growing up, and through my college years was active with Illinois Pork Producers as well, and it really became second nature. I mean, talking about what we do and telling our story, as the ag population is just roughly 2%, and it's only continuing to decline. Talking about what we do on a daily basis is extremely important, because as each generation is walking through the grocery store, only becoming further removed from agriculture, I mean, the time is really now to put the face back to farming and help reassure our consumers that what we are doing is we're producing a safe, secure, and wholesome product, but most importantly, not only for their families, but ours as well. We're consuming those same products. We're going into the grocery store. We're purchasing those same products and drinking that same milk, and knowing that we're doing it in a safe way is something that's extremely important to us, and that we have a great passion to talk about and share with our consumers.
Do you have any specific goals you're hoping to achieve, or any specific duties that you're particularly looking forward to as you serve as a face of farming and ranching?
As a face of farming and ranching, I'm really looking forward to continuing to tell our story on a much larger stage, because I really feel that our story is very unique, because we're bringing back the diversified farm. We've got a few cows, pigs, goats, chickens, and it's really, most importantly, on our farm we raise kids. Raising our children in an environment where they can build some of those core character values that we feel you can't get anywhere else than on a farm is something that we're extremely excited about, and developing and cultivating that sixth generation to come back to our family farm is something that really excites my brother-in-law Brett Conradi and I to be able to do in the future. And as a face of farming and ranching, something that I'm really looking forward to do is inspiring that next generation of advocates and inspiring them to begin to tell their story at a much younger age, because as the generational gap only continues to widen, telling our story is only going to become that much more important. So whether utilizing it on Facebook, Twitter, or, I mean, speaking to consumers in the grocery store, it's very important to tell our story and talk about the good things that we do.
Very true, very true. Well, Thomas, is there anything else you would like to highlight before we go here today? Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
Yes, certainly. If there ever is an open question about how things are performing on the farm, feel free to follow me on Facebook or even on Twitter at @1Thomas_Titus, and feel free to ask any question. I'm here to help, and if there is any questions you do have, feel free to shoot it to me on Twitter or post it on Facebook, and I'd be glad to help out.
Again, that was Thomas Titus, hog farmer from Elkhart, Illinois, one of the new faces of farming and ranching. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.